Good morning, this is Adam. I'm the product manager for CaminoWays.com. I'm here to talk to you about the Sunday prep walk we had last weekend in Loughbrae. The Sunday Camino prep walk with CaminoWays.com. On the morning of the 25th of May, just before setting out from Sandyford, it was a nice morning, warm and overcast, but nice all the same. As I drove through Enniskerry and started the climb along the Glen Cree Valley towards Loughbrae, the weather started to change for the worse. By the time we had made it to the meeting point, a car park on the military road, the conditions had deteriorated dramatically. Visibility had been reduced to about 30 to 60 metres. I wasn't feeling very comfortable about leading a group into this misty unknown. So I talked with the rest of the walkers, about 25 people in total, and the CaminoWays.com team in the car park, and the decision was made to change the location of the walk to the Spink Walk in Glendalough. Even if the conditions were similar there, the location offered a selection of interesting low-level walks. When we arrived in Glendalough, the weather conditions were far more favourable. We waited for about 30 minutes to allow everyone time to arrive and get settled before setting off on the Spink Walk. The Spink Walk is a looped walk of Glendalough's upper lake. From the car park onto the southern ridge, along a boardwalked trail to an abandoned miners' village at the head of the valley, then returning to the car park via a low-level picturesque lakeshore trail. As we left the car park, the going is quite hard. You gain altitude very quickly. It is important to take this section very slowly and pace yourself. With the best intention in the world of pacing the group appropriately, most of us suffered, some more than others, but with a decent rest at the top of the first hill as a reward, allowing the group time to catch their breath and enjoy the awe-inspiring views from this vantage point. Our break location offered a panoramic vista from the miners' village all the way down to the round tower at the end of the valley. We followed the boardwalk along the ridge of the Spink Walk, which was surprisingly busy with both walkers, runners and dogs coming in both directions. There were plenty of moments where groups had to dismount the boardwalk to allow fellow travellers past. Right of way was normally offered to the weariest looking walker. We stopped for lunch beside the fast flowing Glenallow River, just above the miners' village. It was a beautiful location for a sandwich and tea. Feeling refreshed after our short stop, we descended the last section of rough trail to the miners' village. A scattered collection of stone shells, they were once the lodgings, workrooms and canteen of an industry long forgotten from the area, but the landscape still bears its scars. The level trail along the banks of the upper lake signified the home stretch for this outing. Even tired and sore, through a gap between some trees, this area still managed to bring a smile to my face, by unveiling a magnificent yet peaceful view of the lake that I'm sure anyone in a rush could have easily missed, reminding me once again that the destination is not the goal. Have a look at our CaminoWays.com Facebook page to register for further prep walks and for more pictures of the CaminoWays.com prep walk. For more information about the Camino de Santiago or any other tours, or to book a holiday, contact our travel specialist on CaminoWays.com. Thank you for listening.